Hello, and welcome to My Music. This is a music department podcast where members of the Waldingham community share with us three pieces of music that have importance in their life. Today's guest is Sean Maunder. People, keep
on learning. My first piece of music is Bach's Ich habe genug. It's impossible for me to put into words the way the music works on me, but I'm not alone in loving this piece of music. This piece has come to me quite recently. It does not really remind me of a particular person, place, or memory of some special event or of any particular part of my life. Each time I listen to it, it's title, Ich habe genug, I have enough, that inspires me. I think in a world so full of toys, cars, and shiny rubbish, and full of shouting and screaming, it is so pleasant and reassuring to hear that line, Ich habe genug. My second piece is Wagner's Tannhäuser Pilgrim's Chorus. I know not everyone agrees with Wagner. Oscar Wilde says in The Picture of Dorian Gray, Wagner's music is so loud that one can talk the whole time without people hearing what one says. That is a great advantage. I think my wife would agree, who has to suffer me playing it and then telling her that I am soon to leave on my pilgrimage, which never seems to happen. But when I play it, I am in Cornwall, running up Gribbin Head. The pilgrims sing me up that hill in Cornwall, as I have made a playlist that lasts as long as the run. So as I reach the crest of the hill, it will be reaching its crescendo. It's a bit like Rocky, but I look more like an old plastic bag that has blown up the hill rather than a fighting machine.
Yeah.
My third and final piece is Eternal Father, Strong to Save. It is not the whole hymn, but rather the last verse, which begins, O Trinity of Love and Power. I taught at the Royal Hospital School for many years, and at the end of every chapel, which was every morning except Friday and Saturdays, everyone broke into the last verse of Eternal Father, Strong to Save. It was never written in the order of service. One was just expected to know it. However, for me, it was when I was taking part in training for a race called the Devizes to Westminster Kayak Race that it became ingrained on my memory. Training was painful. We often kayaked 33 miles, and to dull the pain, a student that I accompanied would sing this verse as loudly as he could for 33 miles. But more positively, it also reminds me of standing outside the chapel, weeping with tears of joy and of shaking the hand of Sir Robin Knox Johnson. But that is another story.
Many thanks to today's guest, and I hope you'll join us again in the next episode of My Music.
Teachers, keep on teaching. Preachers.